Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
Hey, what's up, guys? DJ ESG. This is Honest Wedding Advice. I have been away for about 2 weeks. I had a double hernia surgery. It was fucking nuts, man. Let me tell you, I am still recovering, but within a week, I should be good to go, and I'm super excited about it. Anyway, let me kind of put you through the ringer here on this one. Today's podcast is about something I honestly think you should really, really, really put some thought into before your wedding or before you book your vendor, especially your DJ. And here's how this one goes. Book the person that would do this job free, meaning you only have one shot to get this right. I live to work. I don't work to live. If nobody paid me to do the job, I'd still do the job. If I was a multimillionaire, I'd still do the job. There are some people out there that only do this job for the paycheck, and that's life in general. But if you're doing a wedding and you're a DJ, go on TikTok, go on Instagram. You will find DJs across the board who do this job because they love what they do. Performance DJs, enhancement DJs, outgoing, energetic, entertaining DJs. There are so many guys out there that do this job because they love it, and they would still do it and continue to do it if they were, honest to God, billionaires, trillionaires. They would just do it to do it. Now, some guys do this job in some companies because they just need the paycheck. Now, okay, I understand that, but you're a dad, you're a mom, you're a bride, you're a groom. Do you want the guy that's just doing this because he wants the money and doesn't give a flying fuck about you or your gig, and he's just the easiest person that's yelling to the CEO, help me, I have to pay my mortgage? Or do you want the really good guy that's going to come out there and perform to the top of his potential? Like, do you want Tom Brady if he's available, or do you want like quarterback 31? You know what I mean? Like, go on the NFL list of like top 32 quarterbacks in order from like 1 to 32. Do you want number 1, or do you want number like 31 or 17? If one's available, why not take number 1? About 75% of the people in this industry are working because they just need the money, and you're a number to them. You're not a number to me, dude. You are literally, honest to God, the reason why I wake up and breathe every single day. Now, I worked for this company for a long time, and the guy that I worked for, great guy, nice guy, awesome dude, okay? But when you start throwing guys out there on events who literally only do this because they're crying poor, dude, that's fucked up, dude. I actually was talking to him this morning, and I said, listen, you want to give me five dates, and I'll do them all for free. Every one of them, I'll do it for free. You can keep the money. You know why? Because I want to do this job. It has nothing to do with the money. I want to win the championship. I want to score the touchdown. I want to hit the home run. I want to do the walk-off in the bottom of the ninth. That's me. Not because I have to get a paycheck. To send the best person humanly possible out there to go do your event, or guys across the board, all across New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Texas, Illinois, California, the Midwest, Canada, guys who do this because they love this versus guys who do this because they have to pay their mortgage. Oh my goodness gracious. This is your wedding. This is your big day. This is the big day that you planned for. Why would you want somebody who's only there because his van can support the equipment versus somebody who's going to come there and fucking rock the shit out? I mean, just take this shit to another level. Why would you fucking want, you know, Ryan Leaf when you can have fucking Patrick Mahomes? And trust me on this, it's great advice. DJ ESG, peace, love, and God above, and I'm out. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Control. So I better hope.